The 3-2. Ground ball right back to Osuna. He walks part of the way to first, tosses it over to Smoke, and that is the ball game. Blue Jays take the first game of this four-game series and end the Astros' win streak at four games as the Blue Jays win it tonight by a final of 7-4.
Well, the bad news, your best pitcher right now got beat in this one. The good news, you got three more shots at him.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Well, the Astros had five All-Stars announced on Sunday, have another one announced today as some injury replacements were announced, and one of them was Chris Devinsky. And, I mean, you think about not just this year for Devo, but also what he did last year, kind of coming out of nowhere and being on the team most of the year after he was supposed to start the season at AAA. I mean, it's really been a remarkable run for him.
Absolutely, and well-deserved to get this recognition, go to the All-Star game. He continues to amaze everyone, and yet was shocked when I called him this morning to give him the news. So, I mean, he's such a big part of our bullpen, of our winning combination, and to have him get this recognition, get rewarded, I'm very happy for him.
When he came up last year, he came up second series of the year against the Brewers after Michael Feliz had the long outing and long relief in Yankee Stadium that first series of the season. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to say, did you expect what you saw? But, I mean, did you have any idea that Devinsky could be the sort of pitcher he wanted becoming?
Well, we liked his stuff, and he had pitched well in spring training. He had a big start down in Mexico that sort of opened everybody's eyes as to how effective he could be. But, you know, I think anybody would be crazy to think that they would expect someone to go on this kind of run. To work his way towards the back of the bullpen, I think he leads relievers in innings over the last two seasons. He's a guy that I can use from one out to up to 15 outs if I need it. So what a great weapon for us. And like I said, part of our winning combination. He puts in as much work as anyone. He's very diligent. He's very disciplined. And he's always available. And I think those attributes are all-star worthy.
He was a starter all throughout the minor leagues, a reliever at the big league level, made a handful of starts last year. How important is it for an organization to be able to identify guys like that who have been minor league starters, but the thought might be, hey, this guy might be better in the bullpen?
Yeah, it translates well when you can find the right combination. And there's been a lot of talk about Devo being a starter or a reliever or where he's best used, and he certainly I think he could do just about anything. I think in this particular team he's been so valuable to have as a weapon in the bullpen. I can bring him in. I think I brought him in the fourth inning before, the fifth inning, seventh, eighth, ninth. It doesn't matter when I use him as long as it's in the right situation to help us win. And the way he responds and always takes the ball is something a manager always appreciates.
You look at yesterday's ball game, and, you know, first few innings, able to get a couple of runs off of Francisco Liriano. He had some long innings, and then that fifth inning came, and that really just changed the whole complexion of the ball game.
Yeah, we escaped the first, you know, with McCullers having the bases loaded and one out, and we thought that would be the time where if they were going to get McCullers, they had to get him early, but they put together a really good game plan, and you know, we kind of got to Liriano a little bit, but never really broke through with the bigger inning, and they hung in there a little bit until they could get to Lance. So it wasn't a great game for us. We didn't play clean baseball. We didn't really do a ton right, but credit to them for beating one of the better pitchers in the American League.
And you mentioned that, not playing clean baseball, not doing a ton right. Haven't said that very often this year. I mean, that's a big reason why this team is where it is.
Oh, yeah. We're allowed to have a setback every now and then. We're not a perfect team, and it's okay. I mean, obviously we will work to correct some of the things that we did wrong. It's a long season. You're going to have you know, a dud every now and then, and it doesn't happen very often. You know, you can attribute it to a lot of different things, but we still look up like where we're at, and I appreciate the effort these guys are putting in.
I know you're looking forward to finally getting Charlie Borton back in the rotation tonight.
Yeah, it's the first one of our returnees to, I guess, Lance came back, and then now Charlie Morton's coming back. We're quickly approaching Keuchel getting off the mound again. McHugh is in a rehab assignment, so the rotation that we expected to have at the beginning of the season looks to be getting close to being active. So getting Morton back is huge for us. His year has been good. His blow-up games really have scarred his numbers a little bit, but he was as dynamic as any of our starters for a long period of time, and that kind of presence and that kind of stuff coming out of the middle of your rotation can make a difference.
It's a shame that Devinsky gets so intimidated coming into these games. Yeah, he's in attack mode as soon as he comes through the gate, isn't he?
1-0. That's outside. I think Devo's in attack mode as soon as he gets out of his car at the ballpark.
Yeah, probably at breakfast.
Your attention, please. The new pitcher for your Houston Astros, number 47,
Devo with the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a changeup. Back-to-back K's for Davinsky.
Hey, he punished Judge. That changeup when he gets ahead is very tough because he can spot it just below the knees.
Aaron Judge, meet Devo's changeup. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on an elevated breaking ball, and the inning is over. Six up, six down for Devo.
Chris Davinsky, two no-hit shutout innings for the Astros, four strikeouts. Robert needed 22 pitches.
Hey, welcome back to Astro Launch, the pregame show for the Astros. I'm with the newest all-star of the American League, Chris Davinsky. First of all, Chris, congratulations, man. Very proud of you. It's got to be a thrill for you to be named to the American League All-Star team.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Sparky. And, you know, I want to thank all the fans out there. Everybody in Houston, everyone all over the country and the world, you know, I appreciate everything, all the support, and, you know, I'm just, you know, happy to be part of this organization and, you know, representing them at the All-Star game.
And you found out this morning, what went through your head? I mean, was it just like a whirlwind? I know you had to call your dad.
Yeah, I called my pops. I was eating breakfast with James Hoyt, and, you know, I got the call and, you know, felt like I was getting called up again, kind of. But, you know, I told Hoity, he was right there, and he kept it quiet until, you know, it got official. But, you know, called my dad, called a few buddies back home, and, you know, still got everyone hitting me up. But I'll get back to you when I get some time. But, you know, just it's an honor.
When the All-Star team was initially named, was there a little bit of disappointment on your end? Be honest. I mean, were you hoping that you may get that call?
I mean, I was, you know, something that, you know, I dreamed of and always worked for. But, you know, some of that stuff, you know, is out of my control. You know, I can control my attitude and my effort every day and, you know, my performance on the field. And, you know, it didn't happen, but, you know, you keep the faith and, you know, good things happen. So just very happy.
Have you thought about getting a chance to get into the game and what that might feel like?
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking about it. But, you know, my focus right now is, you know, tonight. You know, we got the Blue Jays for game two, so we got to be ready to come out there and play hard tonight, and then, you know, we'll move forward.
What's this season been like for you guys, getting back to this team right now? It's been a great first half. You guys aren't done here. You guys want to take care of business these last three games, but have you had a chance to enjoy it along the way?
Oh, yeah, I mean, just, you know, the vibe in the clubhouse and all the guys, and positive, you know, happy, fun energy, you know, every day coming to the ballpark. You know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. You know, this is just a dream come true to be here and finish this first half strong.
Who on the American League team would you like to meet most? Have you thought about that? Who's on the All-Star team? Like, hey, I want to get to know that guy a little bit.
Not really yet. You know, I mean,
you got to check out the roster first.
No, I mean, all the guys, you know, I mean, just to be around a, you know, special group of guys like that and special group of guys who got here, and just, you know, it's unbelievable and very thankful.
Hey, if anybody asks you how to throw your changeup, do me a favor and show them a different grip. Don't let them know.
Yeah, play some tricks on them, you know, but have fun with it.
All right, there you go. The newest All-Star, Chris Davinsky. So proud of you. Congratulations. And what's the other thing?
Yeah, go Astros.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.